Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Customized Academic Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Well, good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name's Colin Worthington. Thanks for joining us this morning. For the next half hour, we promise we will not talk about Villarrica, but it's only for that half hour.
Villaware? Where was that?
Exactly. In the next hour, you're going to hear about it again all the live long day. And, of course, you can visit our Facebook page, Newstalk 1330, our website, newstalk1330.com, for the details on all that story. But right now, we're going to talk about Harrelson County. Got two handsome gentlemen who have traveled all the way down I-20 to join us this morning. Sitting to my right, we have Greater Harrelson County Chamber President and CEO Eric McDonald. Sitting to my left, Harrelson County Chairman Ronnie Ridley. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You guys had some big news come out about 2 weeks ago. I think a press release had been that PR guru, Amy Parrish, put that out. And we did put that story out. We didn't make a big deal about it, but it's out there, and it is potentially a very big deal. It has to do with that former landfill site. Which one of you guys want to go back and take us back to when all this started, all the concern about that property and the landfill, how it was acquired, if it was officially acquired by the landfill company, and then how it just magically disappeared, and then how you guys ended up with it. And then we'll talk about what we potentially could do with that property.
You want to talk about how you got it, and I'll talk about what we can do with it?
Yeah, they came to Harrelson County, bought and got options on 2,200 acres of land to build a landfill. The citizens were against it.
How did the citizens find out about it? I'll tell you what, because I know there are citizens who were frustrated in Carroll County in Whitesburg. They were frustrated that their commissioner didn't tell them about the rock quarry. Like, they didn't find out about that until it was too late. So how did they end up finding out about that?
Mr. Kaufman came to my office three different times, and he was looking for a place for his grandchildren to hunt. And, you know, he was real inquisitive, asked about all the commissioners, what their background was, where they had grown up, everything. So my office started doing some research, and we found out he belonged to a landfill company.
Yeah.
And that's how we originally found out. It was research done from my office. One of the ladies in my office did the research, found out all about him, found out he'd done this in several places all over the country.
And if you look at that history, I mean, they were successful. Maybe only one other place that wasn't successful, but I could be wrong. I thought there was one that gave him a hard
time. Maybe over in Texas gave him a hard time.
But it was amazing how that turned out for Harrelson County. And again, I mean, it's because the Harrelson County people didn't want it. That's why I consider it, you know, that amazing thing. But how did that information trickle out to the residents of Harrelson County? Or did you guys put out something?
We put it out different avenues and got the people aware of what was happening. And they didn't want a landfill.
And it's, I mean, I did see some people who did support it, you know, as a potential job maker. But it was... It was a minor group. I mean, the majority of people, the vocal people, I mean, they'd bought signs or T-shirts.
Yeah. Did a survey in our office. I think it was 1,004 people called that was against it and two that was in favor of it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was a pretty one-sided deal.
So the pressure was put on you guys. I mean, you and I had talked several times about, you know, what was going on. You were, you know, and some things you just couldn't tell me till they were happening, and that was fair enough. But I remember once you told me that, you know, the court ruling, I was like, wow, I mean, that's unprecedented.
Yeah, well, after we got it out of Superior Court and moved it on up to the higher courts, we got a more fair ruling, and they were going to have to file again. We went to appeals court, I think, twice, and they ruled in our favor, and I thought it was the time to make them an offer. And with the support of the board, we made an offer on the property.
How much did it cost the county to keep going to court and to drag it out that long?
Oh, we spent thousands. We spent in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $600,000 on it, what we did. So it was going to be just continuous cost. And we stopped that cost by making them an offer.
An offer, yeah. So do you think that you made up for that money that you'd already, because I'm trying to figure out where that money comes from. It's just general budget. I mean, I'm assuming it was general budget at the time, but did you get enough when you sold it to kind of make up for that?
Well, it came out of the general fund. We budgeted for it. You know, this was a four-year process, so each year we budgeted for the attorney's fee and the legal fee. And when it came time, we purchase the land.
Did your department, your government, did you guys get any feedback from other governments, I mean, around the state saying, wow, you guys, I mean, were they congratulatory?
I made two or three trips to Meriwether County, looked at their landfill. I even went to Uniontown, Alabama.
And just to stick it to them and say, ha ha.
Well, just to, this was in the beginning to see what it looked like.
Beforehand, yeah.
And, you know, it just rent a little town, Uniontown, Alabama. Everybody's moving out. Even the mayor moved to Huntsville after the landfill came. And anywhere in the town, you could stand and see the landfill.
And what were the biggest concerns from residents?
The traffic, the smell. It would have been the first thing you saw when you got off I-20. Even riding up and down the road of I-20, you'd see a big mountain. It was going to be as tall as Tally Mountain. And we didn't want that. We didn't want to be known as the garbage exit.
And to think about it, you know, I mean, they did make some nice presentations as far as how they could protect the environment and stuff, but and it all makes sense when they present it, but it's still a scary thing to think about. You know,
28 like million tons of garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three trucks a minute coming out into that landfill.
Well, you guys did it. I mean, you stopped it, and it was, I mean, it was at the urging of your citizens. So that's
and we were fortunate enough under the leadership and the commissioners with me, we had the money to pay them.
So how much did we pay them?
$6.5 million.
Yeah. How much did they pay for that property initially?
I think they recouped most of their money, but we also got all the tests. With the agreement, any tests that they had run on the property, any topos, anything they had that was involved with that property was part of the deal. We purchased that too. So that put us way ahead on processing the land. We know what it is.
I think Eric, in your position, I think there were times that I felt that you had to kind of be neutral with it.
I did. Yeah. We had to be, you know, our kind of biggest challenge was that there was an industrial component. And so if they were successful in getting their application, we were going to be left marketing about 200 acres of industrial land. And we didn't want to come across as disingenuous, out of one side of our mouth saying no, 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 and screaming and yelling that we didn't want this, and then turning around and having to help sell that 200 acres. Because again, our job is the community growth department. So our job is to bring jobs and investment, and that would have been, we would have treated them like any other private developer. So we just kind of stayed back in the silence. Plus, we could have put 100% of our resources into that fight and moved that needle zero. And because the county was doing, they really had all of the cards, and they were doing a great job in, you know, listening to the people. I've never seen the county spend $6.5 million and get a round of applause in a public meeting, but it happened, right? And so, you know, that really just tells you that not only were they willing to take that fight, $400,000, $600,000 worth of legal fees, but they were able to put their money where their mouth was and go out and buy this and take what would have been a mountain of trash and turn it into, you know, what now the opportunity that we're exploring. So it was a, you know, it's a pretty good deal.
And under this board of commissioners, we were prepared to buy this land. We spent $6.5 million.
Was that always a plan? Was it always in the back of your, you know, the conversations? Like, hey, I mean, at least, you know, we can drag this out forever until they get tired, which is what big businesses with all the money typically do to everybody else. But you guys had the opportunity.
Or they could have been in every single county level election for the next 20 years until they built a favorable board that would let them do what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
It would have been a cloud hanging over Harrelson County until they won.
Yeah.
And it's in the deeds that none of their investors can ever try to put a landfill in Harrelson County. And in turn, they asked us to put it that we wouldn't build a landfill. And we happily
signed
that.
Don't want to miss you. They got you.
Yeah. You know. And the best part, we had the money to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Harrelson County has spent $6.5 million on that property, and we're still debt free.
So where'd that money come from? Was it all out of the budget? Was it grants or what?
Budget grants, just to make sure.
For 2 whole years, you guys actually had to have your commission meetings someplace else. Had to have them in a gymnasium. Yeah. Have things calmed down now? You guys back into your normal offices, and it's back to like only 3 or 4 people yelling at you?
We're back in our normal offices. We like to have more than 3 or 4 people. Yeah. You know, the room's about 3/4 full. But we're live streaming now, too.
Are you? I'll put you on the spot. It's like, hey, did you guys live stream? I thought you started a couple times last year, because, I mean, I can't make those meetings, unfortunately, with other things going on. But, yeah, when you guys live stream, I appreciate that. Is it good audio and everything?
It wasn't the last time. We had some problems with the roof of the building, and the audio didn't get hooked up, but it's ready now.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tune in next time for sure.
Visual part, and now the audio's ready. We're ready to go.
Well, for the first 10 minutes of the show, we kind of introduced or reminded everybody about the landfill, that issue. But I think in the next segment, we'll talk about where we are now and the good news and the hopefulness, what we can see happen with that property in the future. It's a whole process coming up. And I think we'll finally get to let Eric talk. Gosh, Ronnie. Yeah. time right now is, I believe it's 8:42 or pert near. Community Voices brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Time right now is 8:43. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. This morning, streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I should have taken a peek during the break there to see if you had any questions or comments for our guests, but I will do that at some point during the program, I do promise. My guest this morning, Harrelson County Commission Chairman Ronnie Ridley and Greater Harrelson County Chamber President Eric McDonald. As we're talking about, in the first segment of the program, we talked about the 5 years, I think, the battle with the potential landfill in Harrelson County, and talked about how that ended. And apparently, Harrelson County residents are pretty happy with the way that ended. But now it sounds like we're going to, now that Harrelson County owns their property, going to try and see what if you can do anything with it. It'd be a shame just to, you say everybody applauded when you guys said you bought it, but it could turn out to be good. You bought the property and can now actually use it for something more than just spending that money to stop something that you thought was bad from happening. So where are we right now, Eric? I guess once that property was officially purchased, I mean, when they agreed to buy it, I'm sure there was a couple months or something before, you know, Harrelson County actually owned it. What was the next process with that property? Is it transferred to the development authority? Where does that go?
So right now, it's still going to stay in the name of Harrelson County, because we're still in that exploring stage where we're trying to figure out what to use that for. You know, so 1,631 acres is what we ended up purchasing as a community, and it is not a 1,631 acre mega site. That's whatever. When people heard that we bought 1,600 acres, there's the next Rivian location or the next GM location. But
what's that new Walmart gas station place? It's not Chucky's.
Oh, Bucky's.
Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's. There you go. Well, they don't need but 1,500 acres. So, can you imagine a 1,500 acre gas station?
Bucky's, yes. I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
You go there for your grocery shop.
You could get a Yeti and a barbecue sandwich, certainly on something that size.
Gas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'll fill it with people too. No, so our kind of focus is, well, you know, instead of just running and sticking that site on the databases and having conversations with a state that says, hey, we've got 1,600 acres, what can we do with it? So the county government is tasked, the development authority and the chamber, to kind of lead that process, to go out and find experts, to go out and really take a hard look at that site, because the commission bought it. It's a community project. We talked in the last segment how people applauded when we purchased that, and we want them to continue to applaud as we figure out what we're going to do with it. So we began a process during that time, the interim. I think November is when they closed. We started looking at it. We started trying to read through the studies. We had access to the studies. But a lot of those studies were geared toward making that a landfill. So how do we take all of the data and take the landfill option out and then reconsider what that could be? Now, the site has two kind of good job centers. Up against the north part, kind of golf course road, if you're familiar with Tallapoosa, there's a Norfolk Southern line up there. There's probably 200 to 300 acres of decent industrial in that section. And then probably a little bit bigger, maybe 400 acres of decent industrial along the I-20 section. But you get in the center of that property, and the best way I can describe it is it's beautiful. But it is hilly, and it has a lot of streams, and the community wants to protect that. Mm-hmm. So that will probably be in our plan is, well, what could we do with 700-800 acres of what you can't develop and what the community was really interested in, not seeing that whole thing get scraped and turned into a giant industrial project. And the county's not really interested in that either. Our plan, hopefully, as we study this, is to look at smaller manufacturers, because that's our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. If you look at Harrelson County, we have some great large manufacturers with Honda, with Minbea, but we also have a lot of smaller manufacturers, Whirlwind Metal Buildings, Barco, Hexpol, Tyden Brooks, Diamond Crystal, and you start naming them off, and Infometals is coming. 100 jobs, 200 jobs here and there, and that allows us to have a diverse tax base. It allows us to have a diverse jobs base. And so that's really our kind of plan as we're looking forward. So to kind of kick that process off, we sent out a request for proposals to engineering firms that were respected in the state and had worked with other private developers and had worked with other communities to master plan industrial sites. Mm-hmm. And we got 6 great applicants. Any one of them would have been fantastic. We have now narrowed that down to 3. Then we're going to take those 3 applicants over the next 3 weeks, interview them. We're going to talk to them. And when I say we, it's a community effort. So we have probably, you've got the Development Authority's got a couple of folks. You got general contractors. You have, I'm trying to think of all of the different folks on there, utilities. You got the folks from the city of Tallapoosa, folks from Harrelson County, looking and having these conversations to create that relationship with the what's next.
And then eventually they'll decide between those 3. Are you able to share what those are, or give a kind of description of what they offered?
They've been involved in projects from, some of these guys are on the ground with the Hyundai site down in Savannah. Some of them are on the ground with the Rivian site. So
it's definitely not any groups that are used to doing hotels or anything like that.
No, we spent a lot of our effort in the industrial space, because industrial. We think that you're going to have industrial mainly, and then the majority of the land mass will end up being some sort of conservation or residential, in that kind of center section. But we don't know. Once we get that one selected, which we'll have for the commission on March 19th, okay. So we'll have a selection. We'll then take that to the Appalachia Regional Commission to help us fund this study, because we think this is going to cost about $100,000 based on what we got back. And we'll go to the Appalachia Regional Commission and we'll say, hey, would you help us fund half of this? So that we can take some of that burden and spread it out further than just on the Harrelson County tax base. What we want out of this is a very good plan moving forward. so that we can make educated decisions on infrastructure, roads, so that we can make educated decisions. We're marketing this to the state. We're marketing this to other private developers. When we go out and try to find the industries that we want, in our community, and it puts us in a kind of a driver's seat where, you know, we're happy to have some of the private developers. I mean, there's probably 600 acres of additional industrial land coming online from private developers around Exit 5, but this puts us in the position of being able to really pick the industries and the jobs and the community partners that we want to come in to and bring those jobs.
Would you guys be okay if Harrelson County did nothing but have industrial projects as far as business?
No, I mean, you need small business, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have some small. I mean, exist now, but as far as, like, in the future, all that came, if people looked to Harrelson County, and Harrelson County became known for...
Something like 70% of the people in Harrelson County leave the county every day to go to work.
Yeah.
We would be happy with industrial at that location, you know. We want to keep the life in Harrelson County the same, but with a lower tax base.
How many residents? We got 25,000 residents?
32.
Maybe I'm thinking voters.
29. We got 29,997 people.
Nice. What? 98 now. I just said.
Okay. Yeah.
Susan's just had a kid. What are the projections for the next 20 years for Harrelson County? And I asked that because I just saw Joel showed me some projections from, I think, the AJC for all the Metro Atlanta, but Harrelson wasn't in that. It showed Carroll County growing by like 20%.
We'd probably be
2020 or 2050. I'm sorry.
The most of the graphs that I've seen has got Harrelson County projected to be between 45,000 and 50,000 people by 2050.
2050, yeah. Is that? Do we think that's a lot? I mean, is that?
I don't think it's as much as Paulden or Bartow.
It's significantly change Harrelson County.
Yeah, you know, or Carroll, but we're going. We've just passed. Major subdivision ordinances and minor subdivision.
That's right. You guys put a moratorium on for a bit, and then
we're going to be ready for them when they get here.
Well, yeah,
well, you know, and they're not going to just come in and do what they want to. There's going to be guidelines and rules.
Well, we have about at least two more detailed topics to go through on this program. I'd like to talk about that subdivision ordinance, but maybe we'll do that some other time.
Okay.
We'll take our first break. Our final break right now. I believe it's 8:52. It is 8:52. We'll come back with about 6-7 minutes on this morning's Community Voice. Again, if you've had any questions or comments based on the first 20 minutes of our conversation, please post those, and I will look for them during the break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, Harrelson County Chairman Ronnie Ridley and Greater Harrelson County Chamber President and CEO Eric McDonald. Got about 6 minutes, guys. You'd mentioned the intramurals, so I want to just get an update on that. That's part of the new or part of the industrial park close to Buchanan.
It is.
And when's that? What's the progress on that right
so
now?
So intramurals has. They want to be open third quarter of this year. So they've gone vertical. So they've already got their footings in. They're starting to go vertical with the buildings. I think we came on the show a couple months back and said, hey, if anybody wants to go to work there, that they'll actually give you a gas card to drive to Atlanta while their facility is being built in Buchanan. And they're hiring.
If nothing else, get a gas card. Wink, wink.
Yeah. So yeah, go get you a gas card. Yeah. But that, yeah, they will. They'll pay to commute as they build this facility out. And it's, you know, it's a great company. You talk about the economic impact of why would we go out and spend $6.5 million on land, and why do we care about trying to bring industrial? That's a great story because the city of Buchanan, Ronnie. It's Mr. Chairman. It's what 56.
The digest of the city of Buchanan is $58 million. This one company is going to come in and raise that digest $40 million. At one time, and provide over 100 great jobs. It was.
Have they already started hiring for that? Or, I mean, do you see people?
Yeah. So they can hire today, and if they don't mind driving to kind of Marietta Street over in Atlanta during the next couple of months as the facility is finished, they can absolutely go ahead and work.
Well, Harrelson's in the same boat as everybody else is. When I look at your the unemployment rate, and the people that are, the number of people that are applying for unemployment for the first time, that's down. Unemployment rate is pretty much, if it goes back and forth with Carol, I mean, pretty much same one.
Yeah.
I mean, are there plenty of people out there that are looking for jobs, though, that can't find them?
Well, what we're after is the people that leaves Harrelson County every day that goes to another county.
We want to get them stuck in Harrelson County.
We want them to stay in Harrelson County to be able to be a part of the county all day long.
So they're eating at the restaurants and contributing that way.
You know why it's hard to have a lunch restaurant in Harrelson County? Because nobody's there to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to base a restaurant just off your evening business, that's tough work. That's a whole meal.
Piggly Wiggly can thrive because everybody's coming home at 5 o'clock and they're doing shopping.
Yeah. You know, and you think about those folks. It's hard to be in the church choir. It's hard to be the coach of the softball team when you're sitting on I-20.
Yeah.
And so how do we get them here?
Said something nice on the radio about your PR lady, and of course she shows up. She must have heard that, so now she comes in to say, oh, well.
we love Amy, and Amy's done. We've worked with Amy for many, many years, so we love having Amy with
us. We got about 5 minutes left in this show. There's reading my cheat sheet here. Upcoming awards and recognitions for an annual meeting, and you're just supposed to hype it up without saying who won.
Oh, yeah, I can't tell you any, but we had 33 different nominations for various different Business of the Year type awards for the Chamber's annual lunch. That'll be at Muse Farms on March 21st, shameless plug. Hopefully folks can come to see that. But, this is also 35 years of the Chamber, and it's 10 years of a partnership with the Development Authority and the Chamber of Commerce, where we became that one front door for business solutions. So we've been doing that for 10 years now together, merged. It's been a really good partnership, we think. So we're excited to be able to celebrate that over at Muse Farms in March.
And 35 years of the Harrelson County, Greater Harrelson County Chamber. I mean, you guys have had the same employees the whole time. It's
darn
amazing.
Near it. I think Tara was there for 36 years, if anybody knows Tara Chapman. She was born at the Chamber and went straight to work right when she got here.
Any other upcoming events or fundraisers that you guys want to discuss?
We'll be taking a trip to the Capitol in March. We're going to throw a bunch of our youth chamber kids on a charter bus and some local officials. And
I got to edit that comment. Throw a bunch of our kids. I need to edit that and figure out where I can put that.
If you can put that in the news. We're going to take it out. We're just really kind of pushing forward. Oh, we have a Women in Business luncheon in April to celebrate the many, many women-owned businesses and leaders that we have. That'll be, not sure of the date. You can go to harrelson.org to find the date, but it'll be in April, and that's going to be a great, great event to really just celebrate some amazing businesses that are in our community.
Is there anything you guys recommend to Harrelson County residents before that March meeting when you guys present those options for that property? Anything that they can do before then, or it's just like, kind of hang out and just come to that meeting and then yell and clap at what you like and what you don't like?
I think that's what they need to do is like us, wait and see. Mm-hmm. This is a waiting process. These people are going to tell us what we can best use this property for, where it a different industry needs to be, and what's good for housing, what's good for industry, and what's good for rest of it.
We've got 2 minutes left, and without campaigning here, Ronnie, tell me what are the, just like everybody else on the county level, Carroll County will have qualifying for a bunch of races, I think the first or second week of March, but what races are coming up in Harrelson County that people should consider qualifying for and get ready to expect to see signs all over?
All the offices are coming up this time. This is my office, two commissioners, sheriff.
Which two commissioners are those?
John Daniels, and he's running
not
for
seeking
sheriff,
re-election.
So he's not seeking re-election. And David Tartlett, District 1, and then the chairman is coming up.
Okay. Well, any tax assessor, things like that?
Well, the assessor doesn't run. The tax collector does.
Commissioner.
Tax commissioner, the sheriff, and probate judge, magistrate, all that's coming up this year.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming out. You want to say hi to Mom or anything before you go? You got 1 minute.
No, but we sure appreciate your support. You guys are always great to help us kind of get this story out into the community.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see the next
step. Yeah, we are too. It's the first time that Harrelson County has owned this much property or any property for economic development. You know, Eric's been all this time trying to sell industry without any place to put it. Now we've got a place.
Now you got it.
We're looking for 20 years of future growth right there.
Guys, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And good luck with this. And we'll have you on maybe in 3 or 4 months and talk more about this and we get the better idea of what the options are. Hey, thanks for watching this morning on the Community Voice program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Time right now, 8:59. Stay tuned for national headlines, followed by Glenn Beck. And if you missed one of our local newscasts, you can tune in at 9:30 this morning. That's when the moratorium on talking about Villa Rica is off at 9:30 this morning. So everybody have a great weekend.